In his press conference this morning, President Bush said America's economy is on solid footing. The country's retailers may not agree. They were hoping for a major boost on the final weekend before Christmas after the holiday shopping season's sluggish beginning. Howard Davidowitz is chairman of the retail consulting and investment banking firm Davidowitz & Associates. He's at his office in Manhattan. Howard, when you were on our program just after Thanksgiving, you had this to say about the start of the holiday shopping season.
I don't call this an exciting weekend. I think we're off to a poor start.
So, Howard, 3 weeks later, how are we doing?
Not too good. In other words, we're going to come in with a fair Christmas season, and consumers are sitting there with the biggest debt they've ever had in history and the lowest savings they've ever had in history. And I think consumers are pretty worried about that debt. So I don't look for a terrific holiday season.
What is this, credit card debt that people are worried about?
First of all, as a country, we have the biggest government debt we've ever had, the biggest deficits we've ever had. We're giving away our wealth to foreigners. The American consumer has the highest debt he or she has ever had, and the savings are now under 1%. Let me give you an example. Someone who has $30,000 worth of debt on their total credit cards, they're paying $5,000 a year in interest. And the credit card companies are continuing to bombard people with more cards. See, that's what's driving the economy. We're running on air. 75% of this economy is consumer-driven. And the consumers keep borrowing more, and that keeps us going. The problem is it's not sustainable. And now consumers are starting to think about that debt load.
So retailers like Walmart, they had, I know Walmart especially, had a difficult opening weekend of the holiday shopping season. Are they looking any better?
You know, if you take Walmart for the last 6 months, these are the lowest comp store sales that I have seen at Walmart in 30 years. You know, last month they were ahead under 1%. This is the largest company in the world, the largest company in America, the largest employer in the United States, 1.4 million employees, second only to the federal government. This is a great company, and yet their comp sales are poor. And continuing to be poor, I think they'll run about probably 2% comp up. Well, for them, that's terrible. In the growth sector being discounting.
And when you say comp up, what do you mean?
I mean, if you had 10 stores last year, we're going to measure you against the same 10 stores this year.
Uh-huh.
Comparable store sales, that is the most important measure of retail performance. The department store sector, of course, as always, will be down, like Federated and May Company and Dillard's and all of those. The specialty sector will be mixed, with Ann Taylor being terrible and BB stores being great and a lot in the middle and, you know, some terrible like Limited Express and some great like American Eagle Outfitters. It'll be a mixed bag out there for specialty, poor for department stores, fair for discount stores, which have always been the growth sector. But the bottom line is that American consumer is feeling the heat of a non-sustainable economy built on a growing mountain of debt.
All right, you study retail sales. You're also an investment banker.
Right.
So long-term, what do you think? I mean, 6 months, a year, what is going on with the economy, and how are we going to get back to better times?
Things are going to get worse. See, that's our forecast. When you have a free lunch like we've had, you have to buy dinner. Foreigners all over the world who, by the way, we are sustained by foreigners. You understand. This economy only is operational because of the Japanese and Chinese buying our bonds. You understand that.
Yes.
We are totally running on fumes. So we have mortgaged our future and our economy. We are totally dependent on foreigners buying our bonds. Now, when the foreigners see how far in the tank we are, and by the way, they're looking at it and talking to me about it, they are going to demand higher interest rates for buying our bonds, and they're going to diversify more into European bonds. That's going to make it more difficult here in America. And President Bush says everything is great. Well, wonderful. I just don't see it that way.
Howard Davidowitz is chairman of the retail consulting and investment banking firm Davidowitz & Associates in New York. Howard, thank you.
Thanks for inviting me.